How is HHT inherited?
It is inherited in an autosomal dominant fashion, meaning all you have to do is one affected gene to manifest the disease and to pass it on. So anybody who's got HHT has a 50% chance of passing that on to their offspring.
And how good is the genetic test for HHT at this point?
The genetic test is good in the sense that if you have a pathogenic or an HHT-associated mutation identified on genetic testing, that absolutely confirms the disease.
Is it one gene? Is it several genes?
There are three genes that are known to be involved in HHT, and all of them are involved in the same, at various aspects of the same signaling pathway involving the lining of the blood vessel, the endothelium.
And what are those genes?
Endoglin, ACVRL1 or ALK1, which are both part of the receptor complex on the surface of the endothelial cell for transforming growth factor beta, and SMAD4, which is downstream of this receptor complex. What's interesting about SMAD4 is it's the same gene that causes juvenile polyposis. So people who have HHT but have a SMAD4 mutation have a dual disorder. They have both juvenile polyposis and HHT.
Is one of those genes more frequently mutated than others?
So 80% of HHT, we believe, is explained by endoglin mutations or ALK1 mutations. Between the two of them, we think they're pretty evenly spread, although there are pockets in the world where one is more common than the other. SMAD4 mutations causing HHT are much less common. Only 3 to 5% of patients with HHT will have it because of a SMAD4 mutation.
So that leads me to 83 to 84%. What happened to the other 17%?
Excellent question. So, which is why I said genetic testing is good when you find a mutation, but 15% of the time, even though somebody manifests clinically all of the signs and symptoms of having HHT, the genetic testing will be negative. And in that setting, we have to make the diagnosis clinically.
Right.